Deputy Buffalo Police Commissioner Barbara Lark worked most of her career in the city's East Side neighborhoods. Looking back on past community police engagements, she remembers one occasion encountering a young child.
And as I walked through and waved my hand at this young boy, about 3 years old, he was sitting with a female adult. And I was expecting a friendly response. And he says, "I don't like police." So I really was really taken aback by this. And I spoke to the female adult that he was with, and she was his aunt. And she said to me, "His father was arrested."
Lark says police are aware of the impact their duties leave on a child who witnesses a parent's arrest, but they will only now receive formal training on how to ensure kids are cared for when an arrest is necessary. The Osborne Association, in partnership with the University at Buffalo's Institute of Trauma, will work with Buffalo Police to develop policies and protocols. Former federal prosecutor Denise O'Donnell is now a senior advisor for Osborne.
Another part of our project is to really develop a consortium of youth-serving organizations here in Western New York to both support the Buffalo Police Department in their work, but also to expand services that we have in the community for children who are affected by parental arrest.
AT&T and the Western New York COVID-19 Community Response Fund are providing financial support for the training, which is expected to begin this summer. Michael Mrosiak, WBFO News.